Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's June 1st, man.
Yeah.
June 1st.
Things
are to start happening now.
They are. How about that?
How about what?
Rocket. That rocket went up.
I did watch that live. Here's the problem with that. CNN screwed it up. I don't know what happened there, but what channel was on when you were watching it?
It was all over.
I know it was.
It was on a NASA channel. It was on Discovery.
Okay, so it was
and
like,
I think Discovery was taking the ABC news feed.
Well, CNN, you know, up until, you know, they were doing a better job. Yeah, I was watching them. All of a sudden, they started to try to do the countdown. And the next thing you know, I see the rocket in the air. A good, you know, mile or two in the air already. Maybe 10 or 15 stories high. I said, where'd the blast off happen? And my wife and I were both watching the same thing. There's some glitch in it. Just all of a sudden it went forward. So I don't know if you're watching CNN, if you saw the same thing, thinking, where the hell was the, you know, boosh, and the rocket going up? It was like 10 seconds in when I saw it.
The feed that I saw.
I'm sure you saw it.
It lifted off the pad.
Yeah.
Now, where the video went out.
Yeah, where did it go off?
Was when stage one dropped off. And stage one was going to go into the ocean,
right,
but land on a ship.
And which I didn't. I finally saw the video of that later on. Yeah.
Well, it cut out right before
was
supposed to land. Right before it landed, it did land. And, you know, some thing came up and said, "Of course, I still love you. Sorry, we lost the feed."
You know, got it.
There was a big, you know, message on
all
the
right,
screen.
Right, okay, and then I'll go back and watch it again.
When it came back.
I was impressed by, we talked about this before, that when they abandoned that space shuttle, launch, the uniforms are cooler now. And I was really impressed by how simple the cabin looked. The capsule. Just with like 3 screens.
Yeah.
I mean, just amazing the technology that we've had compared to the way it used to look.
Right.
And it used to look 10 years ago, last time we had one like that.
Well, as with most things, an iPad runs it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
know.
3 big iPads up there.
Crazy.
But it was right out of a sci-fi movie. Yeah. Just the look of the uniforms, the look of the cabin.
We're finally catching up. Now, that was a good thing to happen this weekend.
Yeah.
And then there were riots.
That's
thing. And peaceful and non-peaceful protest. There were both. There was a lot. The actual Main Street, all the media, I thought, covered way too much of the looting, as opposed to a lot of the peaceful. I saw a lot of social media stuff, national social media stuff, not local. I stayed out of that. Of basically peaceful protest, a lot of places too. So it's just sad. It's just
sad. Apparently
everybody should be just sad.
Wichita behaved.
First of all, if you didn't do anything in your march and you behaved,
yeah.
Look at it that way. That's why I look at it. You behaved. You know. If you didn't do anything across the country and you didn't do anything and you behave, I hate to use the word behave because, you know, social unrest is part of the reasons that, they should be pissed. Everybody should be pissed. White people, black people, everybody. Racism's horrible in this country, you know, and we know that because we're white guys. We hear it. we don't know it because we've never been accused of, we're not the victims of racism, but we hear what white guys say.
Yeah, we get the unfiltered stuff.
We get the unfiltered white guy stuff.
Sometimes they think it's okay that we and we might sympathize with them,
but we don't.
Oh, they assume that.
Yeah.
They assume.
Wow. Which is horrible.
I could say this to a couple other white guys.
Sad.
No.
Man.
No, you shouldn't.
And as protests broke out all over the country, too. In fact, we're going to check in. Well, that's not the reason we're checking in, but we're going to Toronto, Canada. Greg Morton's going to phone the program, right?
He is.
All right. See how he's locked up there. COVID still exists, by the way. I kept here seeing that, which kind of made me mad. I guess COVID's over. No, it's not over. Because if you saw the protests in New York City, no matter what happened there, they all had masks on. They all did. I mean, COVID is not over.
Yeah, but there was a lot of
non-mask-wearing
sons of bitches out there.
There was also a lot of non-wearing sons of bitches at Shields I was at this weekend. So, and it wasn't a protest.
But I think people should get just as mad.
It's embarrassing, man. It's really embarrassing when you go out and don't see
the non-mask-wearing protesters, as they did at the people in the pool at Lake of the Ozarks last week.
Well, I'm at it. Yeah, but I get that. I get that. But I saw a lot of masks in New York City.
I just hope it doesn't cause a spike in 2 weeks,
yes,
you know,
right.
Everywhere.
It may.
It may.
But yo, I never heard anyone address that. They were concerned about guys in a pool in the Ozarks, but people gathered all over the country.
Now, I heard it mentioned a few times this weekend.
Okay.
When some of the CNN. They did finally take another point of view and talked about COVID, which hasn't gone away, by the way. So wear your mask and protect yourself.
Yeah, it's just not the top of the news right now.
No, I know. Everything. It's just like, I'm sure Craig's head's exploding. And I also did see, I saw some Twitter feeds. That was pretty interesting. And I said, Ted Alexandria, what's his name, the comedian friend? Oh, we never talked to him. We never met the guy.
Yeah, he was here.
Yes, he was.
Many years ago as a feature.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Ted Alexandro, I believe is his last name.
He had a great tweet. And because before this, I kept reading, there's no way to be funny about the riots.
No.
And I saw some comedians try to do it on Twitter, and it just didn't work. It just fell flat. Because I know most comedians we know are, you know, for social justice, and by far the majority of the comedians we know lean left and think. But it's funny. Did you have his tweet?
Yeah, I got it right.
Yeah, read it.
Yeah, it's this was from 16 hours ago, so sometime yesterday. Yeah. Comedians, stick to social justice. Comedy doesn't need you at the moment.
No, it doesn't. And only when it comes to that subject. I mean, if you want to joke about, we'll joke about other things this morning.
Sure.
But that is, there's nothing to joke about. I thought that was brilliant because I kept seeing a lot of comedians' comedy fall flat on Twitter. Guys I respect that are very funny. I'm thinking, I don't want to laugh about the riots. You know, I don't want to laugh about the riots. You know, I don't. I should say the protests. I'm going to call them protests. I'm sorry. I don't want to laugh about the protests. I want to laugh about other things this morning, and we'll do that. You know, and Craig will come in here. I got nothing. No.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I saw, like, what are naked people doing now during the nudists during the pandemic?
Apparently,
LD's a nudist.
They're going to art galleries.
Are you allowed to go? Are you allowed to walk around naked?
Well, that story was based, I saw it. It's based in France.
Okay.
So, I'm not quite sure where they're going to see art while they're naked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, it is.
That's an issue.
Yeah, it shows two old people sitting by a pool, though. I don't want to see that. I don't know how LD does that. I just don't want to see naked people.
Yeah, he brings the sexy when he goes.
I don't care. Do what you want to do.
Is there an art gallery in the complex? That's what I'm curious. Or do they load a bunch of naked people on a bus and take them into Paris?
Squish into their seats.
And reserve a certain time where, we're going to have a bunch of naked people come through.
Yeah, I hope it's not cloth seats on the bus. Yeah.
And we're walking naked through the art gallery.
I hope it's those old vinyl bench seats.
That's what I said.
From the school bus.
The vinyl, and plus, then we go in the art gallery, there's those metal seats, you know, benches everywhere. So everybody's putting their balls and, you know, like that. That's how it's going to sound, too.
Oh, yeah, the vinyl seats would cause, like, a noisy exit.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a little sweaty.
Yeah.
Gray hair stuck to it.
And they were, like, hinged at the front of the seat, so they would kind of flip up every now and again. Those things were dangerous as hell.
I'm sure they weren't on school buses. I'm guessing they were on something a little fancier. But even then, the nicer buses have cloth seats, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
So that's just ass on cloth, you know, in the middle. Yeah.
That's better than vinyl, though.
Yeah, but not for the next person getting in there.
Oh, no.
I'm not worried about the nudist. I'm worried about the next person.
You got your butt sweat going right into the cloth.
Yeah, but the next person's probably going to be wearing clothes.
But still.
Yeah,
when he sits on the cloth seat.
It's going to smell like Ben Gay and ball ass.
If there's ass sweat in my pants, I want it to be mine.
In my pants. That's a great line. If there's ass sweat. And Nick will come in. He didn't know how to do the Facebook thing.
I can think of a few people whose ass sweat I would like to be in my pants.
Well, okay.
You're talking that way.
Fair enough.
I would like to.
I have my pants off, though.
I would like to combine their ass sweat with my ass sweat.
There you make a valid point.
I can think of a few people. Yeah.
But that generally ends up on the sheets, not in your pants.
I wish there was no music during that clip. That's hilarious. All right, Dr. Ed, Greg Morton, Craig Evans, Nick Allen, who failed miserably at trying to cook a pizza on a. You know what? I told my wife he was going to try that, and she had a good point about the pizza has to be heated all around. Uh-huh. And obviously, the bottom burnt and the cheese didn't melt, and he had an epic failure.
I wonder if he.
That's why there are pizza ovens outside. They're actually ovens.
You're not on the fire.
Right.
The pizza isn't directly over the fire.
The heat stays in to melt the cheese. And if you don't, on the fire, it's not really going to do it.
And a pizza oven, the coals are at the back of the oven.
Right.
And the heat is all around you, radiating around the bricks and whatnot.
But I'm glad he tried it,
If he was right over the flame, he would have had to start that fire early, let the fire calm down, and then just let it over the hot coals.
But even
that would be where
you don't realize.
I still think the heat, if it's outside, though, I don't think the heat would ever melt it.
But you don't want the actual flames licking
the
bottom, and that's what that thing looked like.
No, it was an epic failure. And he'll tell you about that when he gets here.
A campfire, you'd be surprised how hot those campfires actually burn. And you've got to let it go down a long time to get to, you know, what's a decent temperature to cook a pizza at? 350, 400?
Yeah, 350 to 400 degrees,
So you got to let that burn down to practically nothing. He put that on too soon. He didn't let the coals burn out enough.
Yeah, there's too much actual flame, I'm guessing.
You're allowed to go to work if you're in a curfew. I know our city's in a curfew until, what, 8 this morning?
6.
6, okay. Oh, that's about 10.
15 more minutes.
But I know Craig was all worried about that last night on a mass text. I won't bring up when he gets here.
I texted Jim, our boss, earlier the same thing, going, "Hey,
but they announced
it's going to be a problem."
No, they announced. I saw the news way before that. You got to work, and you're allowed to go to work. So
So and then once the curfew lifts, you can go anywhere you want, and shop for anything you want.
Oh yeah,
hang out anywhere you want.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's daylight, I guess.
It took a protest to actually say, oh, no, you should stay at home.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I know.
That's a good point. All right, Craig's in a few. Come on back. We'll get through this. All right. Try to.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.